Now, there are a number of problems with this argument. A lot of our organs have multiple purposes. I can use my mouth for talking, for singing, for breathing, for licking stamps, for blowing bubbles, for kissing a woman, or for kissing a man. And it seems very arbitrary to say that all of those are natural except the last one. And if you say, well, okay, you know, using it to lick stamps, that's not natural, but it's okay, well, then we don't have a morally relevant sense of unnatural. Now, what about the sexual organs? Obviously, one purpose of the sexual organs is procreation. Nobody denies basic biological facts here. But is that the only legitimate purpose? Heterosexual people often have sex even if they don't want children yet, don't want any more children, or can't have children. Why? Because there are other purposes for sex. Building and expressing a kind of intimacy and connection and relationship. Showing affection for a person. Even the Roman Catholic Church, which is by no means a permissive organization, will allow sterile heterosexual couples to marry and have sex, and will allow pregnant women to have sex with their husbands even though further procreation can't result. Why? Because they recognize that there are these other dimensions of sex, this unitive dimension of sex. But if it's okay for heterosexual people to pursue that in the absence of procreation, why is it not okay for homosexual people to do this? I think one of the best ways to show this is by analogy to certain other organs of the body. Take the digestive organs. What's the purpose of the digestive organs? Nutrition and hydration. So it seems that any time you eat or drink something, it should be to bring nutrition or hydration to the body. You've been drinking something. Can I borrow that? This is the audience participation version, portion of the program. It's Diet Coke. Diet Coke contains less than 2% of the following. There's no nutrition in Diet Coke. Why would you drink it? Just for the taste of it? Presumably you would drink it for hydration because it brings fluid into your body, yes?